Thanks, Jordan. It's Bill F. It's Dane Neal. Dana's sitting in for Wendy. She's got the day off. Tomorrow is a huge day here at WGN as we welcome four new members into the WGN Walk of Fame. One of those members, Dane, is sitting right over there.
We are in the company of greatness.
Yep.
Aww,
it's our friend Andrew Darlis. Welcome and thank you.
Are you kidding? Immediately, Jasmine, I've been doing this little tour this week, but Jasmine called me first thing Monday. She's like, you got to come on with Bill and Wendy and now Dane, which is a nice, pleasant surprise. I miss Wendy, but it's nice seeing you.
Oh, thank you.
And it's always, I love seeing you.
All right. Oh, go on.
No, I was going to say, Jordan Bernfield is back and he's doing news and you had the funniest line I've ever heard. Please just, can you say it?
Well, everything has changed here since you've been here. Jordan, who used to do sports here, is now doing news, and Dave Ennett has a knitting show that's on Saturday afternoons.
Oh, God. Yep. Is that part of the... So Dave Ennett's a Walk of Famer. And by the way, he was filling my head with all this nonsense about how...
Dave was?
Yeah, he said that now that when I'm in the Walk of Fame, I have to buy him lunch once a week.
Yes. It's like a hazing program for the initial induction.
It is a hazing. Mary Vandeveld's a Walk of Famer. Yep. She's nice. She never said anything about like things I have to buy or...
Oh.
That's probably
not
coming.
Yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, coming. It's coming. Mary's
just
going to
be patient. So how does it work in the hierarchy of the people here at the station? Do you still talk to the people? Will you still talk to the people who are not Walk of Fame members? Or how does that play out?
Oh, God, no.
No, why would you?
No, you're emceeing.
I'm hosting it.
So you're the host. You're in charge. Yep. So that's part
of it. So we'll still talk.
Yeah, Dane is co-hosting with you, so of course.
But what if a Ryan Burrow were to approach you and want to talk to you? Ryan Burrow, you remember Ryan from the newsroom? No?
Yeah.
Bill, once you've ascended to the pantheon, it's difficult to even see underneath.
It's like it's like a vortex. You know, it's just kind of hovering above. No,
really?
I love Ryan.
So if, let's say, a Brian Noonan comes up to you with a big hug. Here's a big hug from Brian Noonan. How would you react to that?
Noonan?
Brian Noonan used to work with Brian.
I would a guy you used to know.
Yeah.
You know, Brian Noonan and I, little known fact, Brian Noonan, David Kaplan, and I hosted for a very short time.
The sports
on this radio
show.
Station. Yeah, it was called Sports Night.
Loved it.
And our motto was sports talk and silliness.
Oh.
And I found like one of the green shirt, the olive green colored shirts that we made up.
You guys had a uniform you had to wear?
We had t-shirts that we would hand. At
sports,
our remotes.
Wow.
But no, I love Noonan. Noonan's a future Hall of Famer. Kaplan's a Hall of Famer. Walk of Famer. So.
Do you think that will water it down when they start bringing in people like David Kaplan and Brian Noonan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Kaplan's already in.
Yeah.
He is in.
Yeah, but he wants to be in again.
He does.
Said that
that's
he deserves
typical.
Two.
That's
double walker.
You know,
that'd be the wide walker.
You jest, but I can see David Kaplan
right.
saying that.
Like, why am I only in once? Yes.
It's my guy.
Let's play two.
Let's play two.
Every time I see him, he tells me who's going to be on the show the next day. And it's like, we got Ken Rudolph's brother, Danny. Really? That's going to be great.
Does he say that's his guy?
Yeah, that's my guy.
That's my
Ken
guy.
Rudolph's brother, Danny. Rudolph.
He was funny. He had a former governor of this state on his show one time when he was hosting solo the sports show, the Dave Kaplan show.
Yeah.
It was Rod Blagojevich.
Oh.
And throughout the whole show, he's like, this is my guy.
Yeah.
He's my guy. And I think it was 2.5 weeks later, his guy got indicted.
Oh.
Did he mention how golden his guy was?
Right. Yeah.
This guy is
golden. Sleeping golden.
I have something of a surprise for you.
Oh, you do?
I'm going to play... Yeah, somebody is on the line, and much like... Remember on old-time TV, whenever they'd be interviewing somebody, they'd say, here's a voice from your past. See if you can identify this voice. See if you know whose voice this is,
okay,
Andrea.
Okay,
see if
okay.
you can figure it out.
This is fun.
Andrea Darlis, my favorite former morning news anchor. How are you, my dear?
Is that Tom Peterson?
It is.
Oh, my God. Tom is the best. He's my boss.
Yes.
He will always be my boss.
Tom, you were the first person to hire Andrea, I believe, correct?
I did. I rescued her from Joliet.
He did. He did. And the first time I met Tom Peterson, Tom was such a great friend. We met, and it was the mid-90s.
Okay.
And Tom and I were at a convention. It was like an INBA convention. And I thought, oh, my God, I am sitting next to Tom Peterson from WGN.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of gently mentioned into the conversation, hey, you know, if you need a freelancer, if you need some help. And Tom said, can you work Thanksgiving and the day after and Christmas and New Year's
Day? You work all the holidays forever.
Right, for 6 to 9 months. And I think I worked the holidays for about 8 years. But, yeah, Tom hired me.
Tom, what did you hear? When you heard Andrea, what did you hear in her that made you realize we got something here?
Well, you know, she has an incredible friendly voice, you know. I'm not sure how you categorize it, but you can't help but like it, and you can't help but listen to it, and you can't help but believe it. She was one of those people with a very unique delivery, and I thought she was terrific from the day I hired her, and she just got better and better, and I'm so glad that she is now a member of the Walk of Fame. I think that is a tremendous honor, Andrea. I wish you all the best, and you certainly do deserve it.
Well, Tom, I owe you pretty much my entire career at WGN. You hired me. It just was an honor working for you. I learned so much working for Tom.
What did you learn from him, would you say?
Oh, how much time do we have? do I have another 15 minutes? You know what? You know, here's very, very seriously, what I did learn from Tom is that, you know, he taught me early on, there's going to be stories that, you know, aren't the fun stories or the pretty stories to cover, whether it's crime or city council. And he said, learn as much as you can, even if you're going to a city council meeting and they're arguing about general obligation bonds.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, learn as much as you can, because that will catapult you throughout your career, if you know a
solid advice.
Yeah, so Tom really just was the best boss I ever had.
Tom, wouldn't you say this of Andrea? I've always thought this, that whether I'm watching you on the news when you're on WGN TV or whether I'm hearing you on the radio, there's no fake, pretentious, put-on reporter voice. It's you being you, and everybody doesn't have that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's what I'm talking about, credibility. She has one of those voices where you, when you hear it, you say, you know, first of all, you got my attention. Now I'm going to believe everything you say. I mean, that really is the way she is and the way she has always been, and I heard it in the beginning, and I continued to hear it for years after that. She's just done a tremendous job.
Tom also made me a better writer, and so much of what we do, obviously, is writing news. That was back then. Nowadays, I know there's writers and producers and people handing you scripts, but we, from day one, always wrote our own news.
Oh, yeah.
And Tom, was his, he said, get the writing down. Everything else is second nature.
What's the key to that in telling a story when you're on site and you're writing the story very quickly and reporting it very quickly? How do you make that work?
Well, this is another Tom Peterson adage, too. Check your facts, check your sources, double check them, and triple check them.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to go on the air with anything that's not factual. And don't editorialize.
That's
a big problem nowadays.
Yep.
I always hear that story from reporters. If your mom tells you that she loves you, double check your facts.
It, right? Absolutely. Absolutely.
That came out of the old City News Bureau years ago. Somebody said that. Yeah, that's great. But it's true. It's really true. And Andrea always did that. I mean, she wasn't just a good anchor. She was a good reporter. I mean, you could send Andrea out on anything, and she would come back with a story and did a great job on it.
And that's not easy. I mean, people hear that who aren't in the business, and they go, well, isn't that your job as a reporter to report on a story? But with the wide range that you have, that's not the easiest thing in the world.
No, and Tom, this is why you were a great boss, too, for our news department. I mean, at one point, we had a staff, I think, of 12 to 13 people.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom was a great boss because he let you do your thing. You went out, you covered the story, you went back, and he always said, you know what, have another pair of eyes look at it, or another pair of ears listen, you know, just have, so he would kind of go over certain things.
Oh, interesting.
But not micromanaging in a point to, you know, I think at one point, Tom, I said, is everything okay? Am I doing okay?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, why wouldn't it be? I said, well, I haven't, you know, heard anything from you in a couple of weeks as far as critiquing, or he said, if there's a problem, you'll hear from me.
I'm sure of it.
Which was to me.
You heard from me, and you didn't, because you did a great job.
And to me, though, that's the epitome of a great boss. You let your people do their thing, do their reporting, and if there's a problem, obviously you call it to the forefront, but you don't nitpick them.
Well, Andrew, you think about this and all kind of the influence and mentorship that Tom had to it, and now you've reached, you know, some of these great honors, and you're still like super young and in your career. Are people coming to you and asking you advice on like how to do what it is that you do, and where do you go from here, because you're already right at the top of the mountain?
Oh, thank you for saying I'm young, number one. Makes me feel better because I just started using my cheaters.
Well, Ten Pin Taylor, you know, he's
no longer with us, unfortunately. But no, that's a great question, and again, something from Tom early on too. You want to help the people who are coming after you too. I mean, we joke, we're a big family though. I love Steve Bertrand, Wes Blee, Judy Pilek, Tom Peterson, Dave Stewart, all these reporters, and Kim Gordon too. You know, you learn from your colleagues and your peers, and they make you better. And that's all we want to do, too, with the young reporters coming in is help them be better, you know, help them out and mentor them along, too, because it doesn't behoove anybody to push someone off to the side and say, you know what, I'll take care of this. You know, help them, let them learn, almost use it as a teaching moment, and then they'll become better, and then kind of the whole journalism as a whole and the legacy will then kind of continue, especially for WGN.
Yeah.
This is the, creme de la creme.
It is, isn't it? It really is. Let's take a quick break. Tom, are you okay on time? Can you hang out for a minute or two?
Yeah, I've got a couple more minutes I can go.
Okay.
All right.
I have an appointment at 11, I can certainly hang out for a few more minutes.
You know what, then? I don't want you to be late. Let me just ask you one other quick question, and that is this, the obvious. Are you going to be there tomorrow at the ceremony?
Unfortunately, I cannot make it.
TP.
I really wanted to be there, Andrea, but I cannot make it. I've got something else. We recently moved, and we're in the middle of all kinds of stuff over here at the new house, and so this has been a busy week, and I just could not get away for it.
Tom, what if I told you?
I'll be with you in spirit,
Thank you, Tom.
You to know that I really am proud of you that you have made the walk of fame.
Tom, what if I told you there would be Krabby Wontons at the service tomorrow? Would you be coming then?
She's coming? What?
Yeah, Krabby Wontons will be there. You've got to dance.
Tom, you are the best, and I want to thank you publicly, and I know how you know how I feel about you. You're my mentor, my boss, my friend, and I just can't thank you enough for all of your guidance and wisdom.
You can always send me a small check.
I know, right? I owe you lunch. I owe you lunch.
And you do owe me lunch.
I do.
That's true. Yeah, you do.
I do.
I will be down there one of these days. I don't get into the city as much as I'd like to, but I will be down because I haven't seen the new digs over there where the station is.
You're going to love it.
You're going to love it.
All right, Tom.
I'm sure it's better than what we used to have back in the old days.
It's
sure,
a little more updated, just slightly more.
No leaky pipes, no bugs. We're all good.
Right. Tom, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Tom.
And more than anything, thanks for recognizing the talent that is Andrea Darlis. We appreciate it.
Well, she's great, and I'm glad she's getting the accolades she deserves. Thanks a lot for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tom. Love you. Say hi to your family.
Will do. Bye-bye.
It's Tom Peterson, bye-bye, everybody. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then more with Andrea. It's Bill and Dana for Wendy on WGN. That's how people are going to applaud for you tomorrow when we call your name, Andrea.
The golf class?
Yes. We've been rehearsing
it's
the golf class.
It's more like
class.
The Bennigans, it's your birthday kind of thing.
We're going to sing that, and then you'll get a chocolate thunder from down under.
Oh, all right.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be fun.
I love this. I didn't know any of this was coming. I love when you MC things.
Right, because all the rules are out the window.
Yes.
There's a train of servers coming up, one holding a cake with a sparkler.
Remember Chi-Chi's?
Yes.
They put the sombrero on your head.
Yes, that's a good time. In whenever they do the promo of you getting this award, they always say, covered the funerals of four Chicago sports greats.
Oh, yeah. Who are they?
So I know it's got to be Ron Santo, and I know it's got to be Ernie Banks.
Right. Minnie Minoso.
Oh, Minnie Minoso.
Mm-hmm.
That makes perfect sense. And then the fourth would be whom?
Not Billy Williams. No, he's still alive.
Yeah.
He's checking his pulse right now.
You know,
it wasn't Bill Buckner.
No.
Because you didn't cover that one.
I'll have to go back. I saved all of it. You know, it's funny because Chris Duffy put this together, and he was so cute. I said, oh, God, that sounded so good. He said, oh, I just took it off your bio.
Oh.
Which is
Oscar Gamble?
Isn't it neat that she's like the A-team for that? It's like Ocean's 11, right? There's a guy who cracks the safe. There's a guy who does this when it comes to celebrity funerals.
Yep.
I think I should have put more emphasis on the three Blackhawks rally.
Oh, yeah.
The White Sox rally in 2005, which was so cool because it was right down here by the river.
Yeah.
And so it was the first Blackhawks rally and then the Cubs World Series in Grand Park.
What's the key to making those enjoyable to the listener? How do you pull that off?
That's an awesome question. I would say what I do is I try and describe the scene because people are not there. I got a phone call one time, Bill. It was such an exciting phone call. Back in the days when people would call the newsroom and compliment you. And I was covering a story about they had this tethered, it was a hot air balloon, but it was tethered at Navy Pier. And it was really cool, state of the art, one of the kind, maybe 10, 15 years ago. And we went and we got to do a little media ride and covered it. And I was describing the hot air balloon. And I got a call from this person and she said, I loved your report on, of all things, the hot air balloon that's tethered at Navy Pier. And she just went on and on. And she said, I love your description and how you were saying the vivid colors and describing the skyline and the sun setting. And I thought, okay, that's that was very nice. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, I'm kind of looking at my watch thinking, okay, you know, thanks for the mm-hmm. great compliment. And she said, no, it really means a lot to me because I'm blind and I recently lost my sight. And that hit me just right in the heart. I thought, wow. So I almost kind of learned from that moment, you know, you want to paint a picture where people are not, you know,
right.
radio.
Right.
So you want to paint a vivid picture and describe everything, you know, if it's a cold day, you know, the smoke is is coming off someone's breath because, you know, it's hitting the cold air.
Sure.
Or just describe the raw emotions.
So tell the full story.
That's kind of what I would always do and trying to humanize it a little bit instead of just talking about the players on stage. Maybe their wives or their little kids who were there with the headphones. Paul Konerko, I remember this. He had one of his children up there, very, very young, with a little earphone. So I was describing that. So I would just say, describe the moment and what's happening, but kind of humanize it, too.
Oh, that's
those
great.
Those are always the best stories.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
How proud is your mom of you, not just for the career that you've put together here at WGN, but for making this Walk of Fame? Your mom must be just head over heels.
I think, she's thrilled.
Yeah.
She's thrilled. She's listening, and she listens all the time. She's had a secret crush on Bill Leff.
Oh, it's not secret.
Oh, my God, 20 years.
I get crazy notes.
Well, now it's not, but I know.
The big stuffed bear. With the heart.
Every year on Valentine's Day, an 8-foot bear.
She's thrilled. She's really happy. I wish my dad could be here to see it. He passed away in 2010, somewhat suddenly. And he was the one who told me when I was working in Joliet, as Tom said, I was there for 4 years. And I was a news director, and we had a morning anchor, and we had a staff of 6 people, which back then for a small medium market was a lot of people. And my dad was the one who said, why don't you? Because he was, of course, like most of our parents were, just lifelong GN listeners. And my dad said, why don't you apply? Why don't you, you know, send a letter, you know, or a resume or a tape to Tom Peterson? He's the news director. I said, I don't know. And then he was so excited because he called Bob Collins when I was about 12 years old. And my dog got skunked. And that was back in the day before there was 24-hour emergency vets.
Yeah, right.
So my dad called and got through. And on the air to Bob Collins, and he was so excited because Bob Collins kept him through a commercial break.
Oh, wow.
And then came back and took calls. And
that's high praise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time. He was always telling people, I was on the Collins show, and he kept me for he learned the segments, you know, for 2 segments.
Oh.
So he said, why don't you email Tom? I did. We ended up meeting, and it all kind of went from there.
That's like, you know, Johnny Carson, right? If he calls you over to the couch.
You've succeeded.
Oh, yeah.
You've done something right.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Yesterday, Andrea, we had Marlene Wells in, and we had John Williams in, and I'm going to ask you the same question I asked them.
Okay.
To be working full-time anywhere in radio is quite a gift.
Yes.
But what about here? What makes it different here at this station as opposed to any other station?
To me, WGN is the best.
Yeah.
I just get emotional even thinking about it. I will be here 22 years come this November. And it's like day one. I mean, even walking into the tower, it's just the history, and without a doubt, and I haven't heard John and Marlene's podcast yet, but I would say the people. I mean, and this isn't baloney. People like you guys, you know, people like you and Jasmine and our producers and our newsroom and our managers and our bosses and our sales staff, our support staff, marketing, PR, we are a family. I mean, I could call any, I wouldn't call you at 2 a.m, Bill.
You can.
But if I did, I think I'd be like, Bill, I need help. And I think you'd be there, wouldn't you?
More times than not.
Yeah. Like 4 out of 10 times.
Easily 4 out of 10 times.
Yeah. It's family. It's legendary. It's the call letters.
Yeah.
It's just, it's heart.
Don't you feel
heart.
Like because of the people who came before us here, we kind of owe it to all of them to do the best we can possibly do? Don't you kind of feel that way?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, it's like WWSD. What would Spike do?
Right.
Or, you know, Milt Rosenberg. Just all these people who've come before us and we sit in their chairs now. It's just, an honor, and it's just very humbling.
Well, I couldn't be happier for you. When they made the announcement of the names, when they said your name, I went, I'm so thrilled for her.
Thank you, Bill.
Deserve this.
You are so sweet.
And I mean it. And I'm honored to give you this award tomorrow.
I can't wait. And it's you, right?
It's going to be me. No. Steve wouldn't do it.
Good.
It was supposed to be Steve, and he refused to do it.
Right. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you
both.
Looking forward to it tomorrow.
Me too.
That's Andrea Darlis. We'll take a quick break, and then there's more show. But first, this, coming up, the stories that matter with Jordan Birdfield from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on WGN Radio.